12 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have died in custody in New South Wales so far this year. It's the highest number ever recorded in a single 12-month period. The figures come from an open letter published by State Coroner Teresa O'Sullivan, who has called the deaths a profoundly distressing milestone and part of an entrenched over-representation of First Nations peoples in the criminal justice system. The coroner has referred to data showing the number of Aboriginal people in custody has increased by almost 19% in the past 5 years, while the non-Aboriginal population in prison has declined. She says nearly half of Indigenous adults in custody are on remand or have been refused bail awaiting further court outcomes.